I'm on the phone today with House 5A Representative Matt Bliss joining me over the phone here. Thank you so much for taking the time out of what I'm sure is a very busy schedule to visit with me today. So I hear the your co-workers on the other side of the aisle have unveiled a new spending package, tax package, something like that.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? You know, we're right now we've got a $1.6 billion surplus. That's just Minnesota money, and then the federal government's injecting another $2.5 billion. We have over a $4 billion budget surplus right now. But the Democrats still want to tax people more. You know, we've got enough money to do what we need to do this year. There's no reason to put an extra burden on people this year. Coming out of a pandemic, you know, a lot of the taxes are going to go straight to the small business owners. And, you know, they're struggling right now. We just don't need to do that. There's no reason to do it this year. So it's interesting, a little disappointing, but you know, we'll see. You know, you still, one of the things you got to remember, Larissa, when this whole legislative process, they come out with big, you know, grandiose ideas and big plans. Well, they still have to get through the Senate, and things will get whittled down. So it should come out at the end, you know, a more realistic something, hopefully, that we can all agree and get the governor's signature on.
What else are you working on in the House this week, Representative Bliss?
Well, right now, we are going over our budget, the omnibus bills. You know, this is a budget year. So all of the committees that I'm on have presented their omnibus bills. So all of the bills that we heard throughout the session are now being decided upon if they're going to be in the budget or not in the budget. And then we go over the budget bills in committee, and then we debate them and add amendments. And then they get transferred out and go to Ways and Means. Maybe get modified a little bit more and then go to the floor for a vote. So this week, we're focusing on the omnibus bills coming out of our committees. Last week, we heard, we were on break last week, but the week before that, we had the veterans bill come through. We heard that, made some changes on it, and then this week, we're going to be, I'm in on the labor committee, the Housing Committee, and Industrial Ed Committee. So we're going to get the omnibus bills for those committees this week. Hear them, hopefully mark them up a little bit and pass them through.
Well, I know last week was pretty exciting for us here in Bemidji with the federal funding secured for the Bemidji home as well as the other Minnesota veterans home. There was a lot of cheering, I think. I don't know. I didn't see it, but I felt it.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, when I got the phone call, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was just so exciting. You know, you think about what Bemidji's done to get this through. You know, the county commission, Joe Venny, Scotty Allison, all those guys that sat on that committee, former administrator K Mack, did so much legwork and would not let this bill die. And then we had that community park or community event down in Diamond Port Park where average everyday citizens came and put, you know, $10, $15, $50 in a bucket to show the community support. And then for that to be recognized and for us to get the project finally funded, that is just, it's beyond, just, I was so excited last week. I was beyond words, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm glad I caught you when you could put some words together this week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're very busy. And the top of mind, I don't quite have any other questions for you. Do you have anything you wanted to be sure to get to your constituents and our listeners here before I let you go today?
You know, just pay attention to what's going on down here. You can sign up to get email updates from me if you want to go out to my website, rep.matt.bliss, and sign up for an email update. I send those out probably every week. Also, you can get click online at the Minnesota Legislature website to get notified when new bills are being introduced. Those are always interesting to look at. So just pay attention to what's going on down here. Don't hesitate to drop me an email if you have any questions. And it's just an honor being down here representing the great people of 5A.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Matt. We'll talk to you later.
You bet. Thanks, Larissa. Bye.